Welcome to the Sunday morning broadcast of the South Carolina Fellowship of the Fishermen Ministry. If you would like to support this ministry and our programs, please go to our website at www.thefishermenministry.org and click the donation button on the site. Thank you for your support.
The Fishermen Ministry Sunday morning South Carolina service.
Be strong,
for the Lord thy God is with thee.
Be bold,
be strong,
for the Lord thy God is with thee.
I am not afraid,
no way.
I am not dismayed,
no way.
Cause I'm walking in faith and victory. We're gonna walk in faith and victory, for the Lord my God is with me.
Be bold,
be strong,
for the Lord thy God is with thee.
Be bold,
be strong,
for the Lord thy God is with thee. I am not afraid,
no way.
I am not dismayed,
no way.
Cause I'm walking in faith and victory. We're gonna walk in faith and victory, for the Lord my God is with me.
One more.
Be bold,
be strong,
for the Lord thy God is with me.
Be bold,
be strong,
for the Lord thy God is with thee.
I am not afraid,
no way.
I am not dismayed,
no way.
Cause I'm walking in faith and victory. We're gonna walk in faith and victory, for the Lord my God is with me.
To be faithful and true, there is no rock,
there is no God like ours.
Do that again.
There is no rock, there is no God like our God. No other name worthy of all our praise. The rock of salvation, it cannot be moved, proven himself to be faithful and true. There is no rock, there is no God like ours. Rock of ages, Jesus is the rock. Rock of ages, Jesus is the rock. Rock of ages, Jesus is the rock. There is no rock, there is no God like ours. There is no rock, there is no God like ours. There is no rock, there is no God like our God. No other name worthy of all our praise. The rock of salvation, it cannot be moved, proven himself to be faithful and true. There is no rock, there is no God like ours. Rock of ages, Jesus is the rock. Rock of ages, Jesus is the rock. Rock of ages, Jesus is the rock. There is no rock, there is no God like ours.
There is no rock, there is no God like ours. There is no rock, there is no God like ours.
Born to heavenly,
making war in the heavenly, tearing down principalities, standing firm. Exalts itself against the knowledge of Christ. We do not bow our knee to the prince of the air, for we know the truth has set us free. And under our feet he will shortly be crushed. And having done all, we'll stand in victory. Making war in the heavenlies, tearing down principalities, standing firm in Jesus' victory. Making war in the heavenlies, casting down every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of Christ. Our hearts are set apart for the courts of the Lord, and we will not leave aught or soul. By His Spirit in us we will overcome, pulling down every stronghold. Making war in the heavenlies, tearing down principalities, standing firm in Jesus' victory. Making war in the heavenlies, casting down every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of Christ. Exalts itself against the knowledge of Christ. That exalts itself against the knowledge of Christ.
Okay. Oh, me. I still think we should be doing a repeat. I'm just saying. Oh, me. All right. Well, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
We wrestle not against flesh and blood. Oh.
Well, don't think. Just preach.
Yes. Well, I ought to be ought to do whichever one I do the best. it's above my pay grade to make that determination. So, boy, it's like the pressure and the walls are closing in. And the closer we get to the conference, it's crazy. But let's look at Ephesians 6. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. It takes um, that strength. If you're not, there's all kinds of, we were watching a football game last night. There's all kinds of strong characters out there on the field. But there was no indication one way or the other about whether they were strong in the Lord or not. What is being strong in the Lord? What does that look like? Well, we've got some examples in Scripture. But, you know, one of them being Paul who wrote this. But being strong in the Lord, sort of on a basic level, even if you didn't have the examples to go by, is knowing the gospel, knowing what the message is, knowing what it means to you in and what Jesus accomplished for you, and being able to explain that to somebody else. There's a whole lot of people out here claiming to be Christians that can't do that. I was one of them when I first met Davey. Scared the crap out of me. But if you have received something, if you believe a thing, you ought to be able to explain the thing. That's part of being strong. Being strong in the Lord. And for us, as we go through this thing, we need to be strong in the Lord for others who are not yet strong in the Lord. And it seems, and in the power of His might, that almost seems redundant. Like the strength of His strength. But what does Paul say in another place in Romans that the gospel is the power of God unto salvation? Or the power of God to those who are being saved. I'm blowing the reference, but the thought is the truth. The way the power of the Lord is manifested, the might of the Lord was revealed to the children of Israel, right? I don't want my end to be like theirs. They didn't profit from any of that. They had, you know, dramatic and supernatural things being revealed to them daily, but it didn't profit them. They were strong, but it wasn't in the Lord. And they knew the power of His might. Didn't make any difference to them. I don't want to be like that. So, how you do that? Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. That's pretty clear. It is the devil who seeks but to kill, steal, and destroy. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. That pretty much describes the world I live in. And if you take and try to make war against in the natural against things that are spiritual, it's not going to get you anywhere. But that's a powerful thing to realize. Not only are you wasting your time trying to do that, but you're not following the Lord's instruction. And this is instructions is how to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God. Again, he says that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth and having the breastplate of righteousness. If you've got all you need to stand, then be standing. There's no onslaught of the enemy that's going to be able to take you out of that position. The only thing that can take you out of that position is unbelief. Taking and agreeing with the flesh, which is in cahoots with the enemy. I like that word, cahoots. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. The short version of all of that is put on Jesus Christ. You stand against the wiles of the enemy by standing in him. It is it is refuge. If you're going to go run to something, run to Jesus. Let him be your courage and let him be your strength. Knowing that his word is true. And choosing to believe to your profit, to the profit of those around you, the gospel is good news. Let the power of God work in your life. Counting on all that Jesus accomplished. Because it's not about you and what you can do. It's about what he did. And what he yet will do. If all you got to do is believe and receive. I'm done.
Thank you. Your Spirit's like water to my soul. Your Word is a lamp unto my feet. Jesus, I love you. I love you.
Good morning, everybody. It's been a wet couple days, but praise the Lord. You know, it's such a freeing thing, the gospel. It is just really a freeing thing. The fact that you can receive the gospel and move forward in that life that He's given you. I mean, he's given it to you. And it's not a place where you earn it. It's not a place where you got to have these special abilities. It's not a place of any of those things. It's just the gift. And to be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might is a gift. Is a gift. That means each and every single one of you can do it. Each and every single one of you can do it. And it's a beautiful thing. But, you know, as I was looking and as I even talked to, I think, a little bit Brad and Lisa, and I was reading in Samuel, and how awesome the Lord is, how awesome the gospel is, how much it sets you free. Because it really does. And we were talking and I was reading in Samuel, and I want to go to Samuel, and I'm going to go to Samuel 12. And I think I will start and there's just a lot of points in this, but there's this one point that I really want to get to, and I think I'll start in 12:17. And it says, "Is it not wheat harvest today? I will call unto the Lord, and He shall send thunder and rain, that you may perceive and see that your wickedness is great, which you have done in the sight of the Lord in asking you a king." Now, and it goes before that, and just kind of what happens is that Samuel starts talking to the people and starts, you know, and Samuel starts talking to people how he actually walked uprightly before the Lord in a service unto the people. But he's coming here to kind of call them account and what they have done. And so Samuel called unto the Lord, and the Lord sent thunder and rain that day, and all the people greatly feared the Lord and Samuel. And all the people said unto Samuel, "Pray for thy servants unto the Lord thy God, that we die not, for we have added unto all our sins this evil, to ask us a king." And Samuel said unto the people, "Fear not, you have done all this wickedness. Yet turn not aside from following the Lord, but serve the Lord with all your heart." And that's the point I want to get to. Yet turn not aside from following the Lord, but serve the Lord with all your heart. You know what? They recognize it. You see the place of repentance. They realize, they recognize that what they had done was in error. And they chose to have not the Lord as their king, but they wanted a king that they could see like other nations. But you see, in the midst of that, they realize that their error in this. They realize that wickedness in themselves in doing this, and that it was wrong. And it was in a sin against the Lord. And you know, I don't know about, yeah, actually I do. We come to a place, I know I can just, we can just look back and we can see the wickedness of how we operate in. We can see how we had walked in error, how we had walked in the same kind of witness. We are no different than the children of Israel here. We really aren't. We do this in all kinds of different ways, fashions and forms. It might not look like us saying we want a king, but we do it in so many different ways it's not funny. I mean, we do it amongst ourselves. We become Lord of our own life. I mean, this happens all the time. And we show it time and time again. The Lord to say, this is my way. Where do we go? We go operate in our own way. So we're no different. We get the suggestions and then we get the guidance. I mean, the Lord has poured out His way into us for us to walk in. And yet, what do? We reject that. And then we go about doing our own thing in our own way. But this part is so freeing. What He says in this next part. Fear not, you have done all this wickedness, yet turn not aside from following the Lord, but serve the Lord with all your heart. You know what? After you repent, after you realize that, look what's in front of you. Jesus Christ is not a God of the past. He's the God of the now. Look at the opportunity that we have now. We don't have to turn from following the Lord. Doesn't matter what happened last week. Don't matter what happened yesterday. Don't matter what happened this morning. If you repented of that, this is how the Lord looks. He doesn't care about those things. He doesn't hold it against you. Did Samuel hold it against them? No, they repented. He didn't hold it against them. He says, now, no, look at the opportunity you have now. Go serve the Lord with all your heart now. And that's the opportunity that we have right now. You know, we have conference coming up. And it's a huge blessing. And we can turn aside from the way we've been going and we can go and choose to follow Him now. We don't have to wait to conference. We can do it right now. But as we go forward in this, we could see to get shed of all the things. It's a freeing thing to get shed of the things that's been holding us back. The things that are not all of Him. You were singing that song, Making War in the Heavenlies. Casting at all everything that exalts itself against the knowledge of Christ. That's what we should be doing now. And that wickedness that you've been entangled in before, all those things that you've been entangled in, doesn't matter. You can get shed of that right now. The other part where you're talking about, what Paul was talking about, being strong in the Lord. You know, what is Paul's letter to Timothy say? Be strong in the grace that is in what? In Christ Jesus. What is Paul? How does Paul stand? He doesn't say he stands in his own righteousness, does he? But the righteousness that is of faith. That righteousness, that free gift of God that is given to us. It's given to us. It's all about what He has done. See, and it doesn't limit any single one of us to go stand and walk in Him. Talking about putting on that whole armor of God. It's there. It's free. Grab a hold of it. Don't entangle yourself with the affairs of this life. What he has is far better. How many times, Paul, you were talking about the enemy, what does he do? He comes to what? Steal, kill, and destroy. How many times in our life has that happened? We allowed that happen. We allowed the reign of the enemy in our lives. And it has absolutely done that. But when we turned unto the Lord Jesus Christ, how he flipped that upside down situation right side up, and he got all the glory. The Lord is an awesome God. Let's make that choice. See what's going on before the children of Israel, as the children of Israel are talking to Samuel, is them making that choice to serve the Lord with all your heart. You can do that. Each and every single one of us here can make that choice. I'm going to read on it. And turn ye not aside, for then should you go after vain things which cannot profit nor deliver, for they are vain. I mean, when you turn aside, you just partake in the things that are just not profitable for you or for anybody else. When you turn aside from serving the Lord and following the Lord, you start to partake of being Lord of your own life, and it turns to be a mess. I mean, we've shown that. We've proven that faithfully time and time again. But we have a better way now. For the Lord will not forsake his people for his great name's sake, because it hath pleased the Lord to make you his people. For his name's sake. That's not to lift you up, to make you something that is special. I mean, the only special we are is really that short school bus special. I mean, where it can come pick us up in the morning. But no, for what? His name's sake. His mercy, his grace, his long suffering being magnified so that others may partake of it. I mean, you look at Israel, surrounded by right smack dab around a bunch of countries. For what? The gospel to be stretched out. So that other nations can see the prospering and the backsliding of the nation and see that the Lord is mighty. See that that is the one true God. However the case was, he was glorified. He was magnified. Moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you. But I will teach you the good and right way. Only fear the Lord and serve him in truth with all your heart. For consider how great things he hath done for you. But if you shall still do wickedly, you shall be consumed both ye and your king. We have that opportunity right now. We have people praying for us, ceasing not to pray for us. I'm a testimony of that, because I wouldn't be up here right now if that weren't the case. We have that same opportunity just as the children of Israel. And when we go into the conference, man, set you, I mean, as we go just forward every day, set yourself like flint to serve the Lord with all your heart. Get shed of the things that's been holding you back for years. And allowing that bondage of the enemy to come upon you once again. It's time to break free. It's time to go forth as an army, as his host. The time is at hand. It's right now. There's a sense of urgency here. Who are you going to serve? And we have that opportunity. Were you talking about, Paul? You're talking about choosing to believe God. Fighting against unbelief. And see, when you choose to believe God, you're going to operate like you believe God. You're going to go forward in those things where the enemy tells you you can't go forward in. You're going to go and you're going to go forward in it anyways. Because he's bigger than enemy. He's bigger than the powers of this world. He's bigger than the prince of this world. Did not the scripture say, be of good cheer because I have overcome the world? Is not that what the scripture said? I see you laughing back there, Paul. But when are we going to choose to believe that? When are we going to choose to put off that old man? Take no more heed to it. Realize that it's no profit at all. All it is before you is destruction, and it doesn't help anybody else at all. It's of no profit. It's time for us to abide in him. Grab a hold of that gospel. Face those challenges. Not in your own strength. God forbid. But in the power of his might. That's how you face up. Because of what he has done and what he's able to do. We're talking about God who spoke things to an existence. A loving father that washed away all your sin. That came down off his throne to die on the cross for you and me. I mean, we're talking about a powerful God that has trumped all. And his hand is outstretched to you to partake of and to overcome the enemy and death and all the things that come before us that the enemy tries to throw. And not just for you, but for others out there. I mean, if we're looking at this situation, yeah, we were watching football. It's just almost like there's the winning team, there's the losing team. What side do we want to be on? I mean, it should be a no-brainer. Let's join the winning team. Amen? Amen. I mean, it's better. It's like all you have to do is pick up the ball and walk in the end zone. Because all the enemies are knocked down. They're defeated. That's the God we should serve. That's what we should cleave to. And you know when you do it, you have joy, and you have joy unspeakable. When Paul talks about glorying in tribulation, we ought to know, no matter what the tribulation, whatever situation is being thrown at us, where the enemy is trying to kill, steal, and destroy, or whatever is around us, it's just another opportunity for you to practice your faith in him, which, as we read in Peter, is more precious than gold and silver or anything in this world has to offer. Man, it's as simple as serving the Lord with all your heart. Choosing to believe him. It's pretty simple. Let's get shed of these things, amen? All those things are gone. They're passed away. They're washed away. Today's a new day. Now we can serve the Lord with all our heart. Now we can cease not to follow after the Lord. Now's the time. Let's go forward in that. Amen. That's why we can partake of his goodness. I remember I was driving in the car and I was talking, I was thinking about doing the Bible study with my girls that night and planning on it. And I was thinking to myself, man, I'm not even worthy to get in that in your word, Lord. I'm not even worthy to partake of this thing. It's never been about my worthiness. He's just good. Amen. And it's just a gift. I could do it because he's a loving, kind father. And I don't have to be worthy because he's worthy. Amen. And that's why I can partake of it. Amen? Amen.
Thy word is to your side, and I will love you to the end. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path.
I cast all my cares upon you. I lay
from heaven to earth to show the way, from the earth to the cross, my debt to pay, from the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky, Lord, I lift your name on high.
Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I love to sing your praises. So glad you're in my life. I'm so glad you came to save us.
You came from heaven to earth to show the way, from the earth to the cross, my debt to pay, from the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky, Lord, I lift your name on high. From heaven to earth to show the way, from the earth to the cross, my debt to pay, from the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky, Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I lift your name on.
Hallelujah. Well, Lord, we thank you for a fine service together in your presence, and we pray you'd walk with us through the week. And, Father, for ourselves and all those around the nation that are making their way out to Texas, we pray for traveling mercies and good trips. Amen.
You are listening to the Eagle Radio Network. Our programming is listener-driven. If you'd like to help support the Eagle Radio Network to be able to continue providing programming, please click the donate button located on our site at www.eagle-radio.com. Thank you for your support.